Tents are less than 12 by 12 feet, and they usually hold families of an average of 5 to 6 people within those small conditions without running water, and a majority of the Syrian refugee children have never had a vaccination or have not visited a doctor in the last 2 years.
Kat Claus, president of Associated Students of Northern Michigan University, speaks about her work on a charity initiative on behalf of UNICEF to provide assistance for Syrian refugee children. This is University Beat, highlighting people and events at NMU. I'm Chris Thomas. In a recent interview, Kat discussed what connection ASNMU had to her charity work for UNICEF.
I think ASNMU is based on outreach and advocacy, and the same could be said for this project. I'm being an outreach, first of all, for the students, and having those connections with students and faculty on campus helps the campaign project to raise money because I can reach out to students and staff and collect money that way. Syria currently has over 1 million refugees, 80% of which are under the age of 12. That is why it's such a big issue, because of this big influx of refugees has caused a lot of other issues, like the lack of polio vaccinations and sanitation has seen outbreaks, mass outbreaks of diseases like polio, and is starting to the mass outbreak of Ebola. So the sheer health concerns and things like that are a reason why it is so pivotal that the money be raised soon, because Syrian refugee children, the rates of mortality have increased month by month by 2%.
Kat Claus spoke of what influenced her to start such important work.
The project was originally started in the fall of 2013 by the HS-105 World History class, and the winter class of HS-105 has continued the fundraising efforts and has started collecting money themselves. It is still a joint effort, and the plan is to have each HS-105 class take over the project so it has longevity.
This isn't the first time Kat has worked with charity causes.
I originally started with charity work while I was in high school back home in Wisconsin through the International Children's Fund, UNICEF, and I started collecting with their Trick or Treat for UNICEF fund before joining the class. After a video conference in the World History class, students were able to listen to a Syrian native, Maya Elkatab, and she spoke about her family's trouble and particularly the toll of the Syrian war on the natives of Syrian refugees, and also the sheer number of Syrian refugees and the problems they faced. Led me to think that this was an area that really needed help, and that's how we chose UNICEF, because it's one of the largest charities in the world, reaching over 190 countries, and it's one of the most reputable.
Part of that reputability is in the fact that it takes so little to fund the costs needed to help these refugee children. A little really does go a long way. Kat explains exactly how much is needed and how much donations can accomplish.
I was sent an email confirmation from UNICEF detailing that $500 helps keep up over a family of 50 people for 2 weeks. To date, over $600 has been raised since October, and that number is slowly growing, and the goal originally is $1,500 within the next year.
Charity collection can seem like a complex or even an unrewarding venture, particularly when the recipients of donations are thousands of miles away. But even if the results are hard to see and the work is unending, there is much to be gained.
Personally, I feel that this experience has given me hands-on experience, and I've been given the opportunity to help those in need, which is my favorite part of this project. And I think that it's one of those value opportunities that schools like Northern offer to its students.
Information about ASNMU's work with Syrian refugees can be found online.
There is a Facebook, NMU Students Helping Syria. If you search that Facebook, it'll bring you direct link to the website if anybody would like to give donations. And it also has my contact information for those who are willing to have questions or would like to donate. They can email kklawes@nmu.edu.
University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM. Production assistance provided by Hans Ahlstrom. I'm Chris Thomas.